The death of Jacob. The bad years of the famine went on. The Egyptians came day after day to get food from Joseph. The people spent all their money for food. Joseph took all the money to Pharaoh. When the money was gone, people traded animals for food. The next years, the people traded their land for food. Pharaoh now owned almost all of the land of Egypt. Then Joseph gave everyone seed to plant as the famine was almost over. They promised to work the king's land and give the king 1/5 of the crops they raised. The people were happy that Joseph and the king had kept them alive with food. They wanted to do all they could for Pharaoh. As the years passed, Jacob's family grew larger and larger as more grandchildren and great-grandchildren were born. Their herds and flocks grew also. After being in Egypt 17 years, Jacob was 147 years old. He knew he would die soon. One day he asked Joseph to promise that he would not bury him in Egypt. Jacob wanted to be buried in the cave in Canaan. This was where he had buried his wife Leah. His parents Isaac and Rebekah were buried there too. His grandparents Abraham and Sarah were buried there. Joseph promised to do this for Jacob. Jacob, now called Israel, sent for all of the 12 sons. He blessed them and told them about the years ahead. These sons became the 12 tribes of Israel. From the son and tribe of Judah, Jesus, our Savior, later was born. These 12 sons were important people. The Bible tells us the 12 gates of heaven are named for the 12 tribes of Israel. After talking to his sons, Jacob laid down and died. The Bible says Jacob was gathered to his father's kin. How beautiful! This means the real Jacob, his soul, left this earth to be with his parents and grandparents and live in a better place. Only his worn-out body was left here on earth. The brothers took chariots and carried his body back to Canaan and buried him in the cave which he had chosen earlier. Many, many people made the trip and mourned his death. Back in Egypt, the brothers wondered if Joseph would still be kind to them now that Jacob was gone. "Do not be afraid," said Joseph. "I will take care of you and your little ones." He was kind to his relatives. Joseph lived to be 110 years old. He lived to see his great-great-grandchildren. Before Joseph died, he asked his people to promise they would someday carry his bones to Canaan for burial. Many years later, God's people moved out of Egypt and kept their promise.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.